USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Now that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is back from hold in some states and going into people's arms, University of Virginia critical care and infectious disease physician Tyson Bell points out the benefits of the J&J vaccine.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine actually has higher efficacy than the influenza vaccine. You know, it really protects you against that with a one-dose regimen that's easy to distribute, much easier to distribute. I think it's a game changer.
Very rare blood clots were discovered in Johnson & Johnson users and the reason for the 11-day hold. Indonesia's Navy on Sunday said all 53 crew members from the missing submarine are dead and that search teams have located the vessel's wreckage on the ocean floor. An underwater robot equipped with cameras documented the lost submarine lying in at least three pieces on the ocean floor at a depth of 2,750 feet. It was located off Bali's northern coast. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is off hiatus and going back into people's arms. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Several states over the weekend resumed shots of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that was paused for 11 days due to concerns about rare but serious blood clots in more than a dozen women. The vaccine will now come with a warning label, and providers will offer information about the risks and side effects.
I think in the long run, what we're going to see, and we'll probably see it soon, is that people will realize that we take safety very seriously. We're out there trying to combat the degree of vaccine hesitancy that still is out there.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week. A new report in the New York Times cites 5 million people have skipped the second dose of Pfizer and Moderna's vaccine.
The J&J COVID-19 vaccine is authorized and recommended for persons 18 years of age and older. Last night's Oscars Best Male Actor went to Anthony Hopkins in the movie The Father. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
While there may be fewer flights available than pre-pandemic times, airlines are still flying directly to Europe from the United States. Americans can fly into Europe, although entry requirements and restrictions vary by country. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more details.
Americans who are vaccinated against COVID will soon be able to travel to Europe, according to a top EU official. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the New York Times Sunday that lifting restrictions will depend on conditions in the United States, but those who are fully vaccinated are expected to be able to travel to the continent this summer, though she did not lay out an exact timeline. Non-essential travel to the EU has been banned since the beginning of the pandemic last March. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt tells CNN that the news shows that the rest of the world is watching the success of the U.S.'s vaccination program.
They're looking at the U.S., they're looking at the success of our vaccination program, they're looking at the reduction in disease, and while they know we're not done yet, they're saying those Americans are safe to come to our country without risk of spreading COVID-19. Think about that. That's incredible. Just a few months ago, we were the nation in the world that was one of the most cut off from travel. That just shows what an incredible few months we've had vaccinating Americans.
The United States leads the world with 40% of its population vaccinated. China is number two with 14% of their population. Despite leading only one lap in Sunday's Geico 500 at Talladega Speedway, NASCAR's Brad Keselowski took the checkered flag. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.